Praise the Lord, this covenant with Levi is really wonderful because it shows us how we can serve the Lord as priests in a way that is well-pleasing to Him. And as the brother said, I think all of us, if we read verses 5, 6, and 7 of chapter 2, would say, I want this. Life, peace, the law of truth in our mouth, no injustice found on our lips. And this is exactly what is written of the first fruits in Revelation. In their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault. So how do you reach that point? It's through this covenant with Levi. And it's wonderful that the Lord is showing us the way that He wants to bring us there. Life and peace doesn't just appear out of nowhere. It's not automatic, unfortunately. But if I live in my flesh and in myself, I will not automatically have life and peace. Unfortunately, what comes then is something that is dead, fighting. It's exactly the opposite direction. That's why Romans says that the mind set on the flesh is death. And sin is not far removed from that. And then the devil will really have free reign. But we should set our mind on the Spirit, because a mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. That means a priest has to be someone who lives through the Spirit. And I really wish this were automatic. I wish that when I got up in the morning that I would just live through the Spirit automatically all day. But I think we all have this experience that it's exactly the opposite. Left to our own devices, we will not automatically live through the Spirit. And if I go through the whole week and then I want to exercise my priestly service, it's really hard. I'm very far away from it. That's why the Lord says that there's not just life and peace, but also the fear. And those things belong together. It requires fear for me not to just live my day in myself, but that I would really reach out and stretch forward to live through the Spirit. And if I'm indifferent to this, and if I don't care, and I just kind of live my life but don't stand against sin and don't fight against it with the Lord, then there is no life and peace, and then there's no fruit. And this really spoke to me. I really need this heart. Lord, I really want to live through the Spirit. It says here that there was no injustice found on His lips, and He walked with me in peace and equity. When I think of myself, I'm so occupied with my work and that the Lord wants me to learn to live through the Spirit. And then the Lord will deal with our speaking and give us many opportunities to gain the meal offering and the sin offering. And then we will really grow. The Lord says in verse 6 that injustice was not found on His lips, and He walked with me in peace and equity. And that reminded me of the Feast of Reconciliation. But it says you cannot just go in any way or any time, but then it's specified in great detail how they should prepare. They have to put on a garment. Before they can enter in to the Holy of Holies, they had to wash themselves and then put on an undergarment and then another garment and a belt and even a turban. And then they could begin their service. It's really good to begin your day as a priest, to wash yourself, cleanse yourself, and to put on the linen garment, to crucify the flesh, to put on the Lord, to put on the turban and the... And then that's a foundation for us to go on with the Lord in our day. Injustice was not found on his lips. Yeah, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so the priest needs, first of all, a bull. He can't just go in, but he needs a sin offering. And the entrails had to be burned up. It shows that the Lord also has to deal with our inward parts. If I really fear the Lord and want to glorify him, then I'll say, Lord, I need you as my sin offering. Lord, sanctify me thoroughly so that my priestly service would really be well-pleasing to you. Amen. Yeah. We really have to come to rest in the Lord. Have our soul come to rest in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then we will experience how the Lord really transforms us. Praise the Lord for the covenant with Levi. And actually, we don't have to talk about it so much. We just have to work on it. We have to really just spend time before the Lord, labor in him that he could save us, that our priestly service would really be such a one that is described here. I wrote down in my notes that the fear of the Lord helps our spirit. Sometimes I just don't feel like doing what the Lord is showing me, and I might just let go, and I might just give up. But tonight we see the Lord really holds fast to his covenant, to his end of the bargain, and he shows us what happens if we are faithful. It's the covenant of life and peace, and we have peace with him. And that is something that's so precious and valuable and important. But if we don't keep the covenant, then there is a judgment. And he has entrusted us with something so precious, with the priesthood. The world does not value the covenant or the promises of God, but he gave us something so precious and trusted us with this mystery. It's really a gift. And if we despise that, if we despise this covenant and behave like the priest did at that time, then the Lord will bring his judgment upon us. Because he will also keep the part of his covenant and his word that says he will send the curse. And that should give us such a fear that we should remain diligent and stick it out, even if we don't feel like it. Because if we are not faithful, then God will be faithful to his word and also send the curse. And sometimes you might think, oh, why do I have to turn to the Lord now? Why now? But we have to fear the Lord. We don't belong to ourselves. He redeemed us. And so we have to fear him and also be obedient to him. And then we will have life and peace. I've experienced this. Sometimes I just didn't feel like turning to the Lord, but then when I did, I experienced life and peace. Because if we don't want to do our part, in the beginning, in the short term, it might seem easier for us, but in the end, there will be a judgment. And I've had this condition before. I've experienced this, to turn away from the Lord, to turn away from his speaking, and to turn away from the life and peace that he wants to give us. That's really terrible. And as we will hear in the next meetings, that what the priesthood does, what the priests do, has such a strong influence and impact on the rest of the people. And if the priests fall or are degraded, then it impacts all the people. If we don't fear the Lord, then we also are an offense to the other saints. And we should not, so we should learn to have this view. I'm not just being obedient to the Lord for my own sake, but also for all the saints, for the sake of all the saints. And for the church, wrestle with the Lord, with this Lord who can give us this covenant of life and peace.